Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
And she was lying in the grass, and she could hear the highway breathing, and she could see an inbound factory. She's making
sure she's happy. Welcome back, guys. BGSNKMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Happy Wednesday to you. Matt Pauly joins us from the sports department. Good to see you, Matt Pauly.
Good to see you.
How
as well.
Are you?
I'm all right.
The Cardinal Report is sponsored by Rawlings. Visit the Rawlings experience at Westport. I got my new custom glove in.
Yeah.
It looks so nice.
We'll do a little video tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, we need to post that.
It show it off.
Beautiful.
I'll let Kevin stand about 20 feet away and throw as hard as he can.
That's not that hard anymore.
It is so odd. Like the feeling of being around somebody who throws really hard and being right next to it.
Yeah.
Like for Kevin, it wouldn't matter. But for like me being around it, I was on a Cardinal Caravan a couple years ago, and I think it was Chris Roycroft and Kyle Leahy were on it with me, and they just wanted to get some throwing in, and we went into like a hotel ballroom. So we're not in any type of baseball environment. And they are throwing to each other, and I'm standing right next to it, especially because Roycroft threw really hard.
Yeah,
and it's intimidating. It's intimidating being that close to a baseball,
physically.
Knowing if he misses his location and it comes towards me, I'm spending the night in the Arkansas hotel, hospital.
What's even more impressive to me as a ball player, I wasn't at Kevin's level, but I played ball. Is when they long toss in the pregame.
Yeah.
Like, people don't realize how impossibly far that is.
Foul pole to foul pole, man.
They're just playing catch.
I'm careful mentioning this person's name because he is a lightning rod.
Okay.
Maybe the biggest lightning rod of anybody out there. But when Trevor Bauer was in the minor leagues,
I remember this.
I watched him go through his warm-up routine where he would start throwing shortly and would just keep taking step back, step back, step back. And his teammates would have to come in to take the throws back because to get the balls back out to him because nobody could throw that far. He was throwing literally from one pole to the other. And just watching him go through that was one of the most incredible things you're ever going to see.
Yeah, you just described my life as a college baseball player. My practice partner was Charles Johnson, who ends up winning 4 gold gloves in the major leagues. And he was one of those guys that threw like Molina.
Did he give you even one of those?
What's that?
Did he give you even one of those?
One of his gold gloves? Yeah, he sent it to me in the mail. But like playing long toss catch with him, he needed to throw from home plate to the left field pole. Like, that's how long his long toss. It was over 300 feet. I could throw it maybe 300 feet. So I was like 30 feet short every time. I always had to one hop him. And he's just like airmailing it right to my head level.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's insane when you see that stuff.
I still, to this day, the most amazing athletic things I've ever seen, two things. One was being at Rams practice and seeing how fast those guys were and the violence of the hits that you just don't get on television.
No.
And the other one was the PGA.
Yeah.
Watching those guys actually play, like being next to them. Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, being on the sideline of a football game is the craziest thing ever. Yeah. Because you're like, look, we know the fast guys are fast, right? You see a wide receiver flying by you, Isaac Bruce in his prime, and you're like, yeah, of course he's fast. You know, he's a tall guy that looks like a sprinter. But man, Orlando Pace was fast.
Sure.
He's 310 pounds, and man, is he fast.
You know, another one was one time in my life, I got to sit right behind the benches at a hockey game, at a Blues game, right there. I had no idea that literally every time they come on and off the ice, they are MFing the other team.
Oh, yeah.
And like, let's just go, bitch. And you're just like, oh, my God. There's a
lot of talking.
The whole world.
That's what they do in a shift. Like, it's why I'm a big believer in hockey of the shorter shift, the better. Because the energy that they have to expend in the 30 to 45 seconds sometimes, like, I just... The athleticism that goes along with hockey is just insane. Yeah. I mean, every sport has its different thing that's insane in terms of athleticism, but those hockey shifts are crazy.
But I will say, Dave, to Dave's point, and hockey's the only thing that's close to this, is being close to someone throwing hard like you were describing with that. There's nothing in football like that. Nothing's that fast.
Matt, you'll totally get this. The most exhausting sport I've ever done, and I only did it pretend, was wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was a high school wrestler. I was a bad high school wrestler, but I was a high school wrestler. And, yeah, those 6 minutes are six of the time. Just the 2 minutes that – and, you know, there's times where you're down and you're just trying to survive to the end of that round or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And it is so incredibly
just hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, the depletion of anything that's even in the neighborhood of energy by the time that is done is insane.
I always laugh. I was not and am not a tough guy, but I grew up in South Texas, so I fought a lot. And when you see fights in movies where it goes on for 5-10 minutes, you got 30 seconds in you.
Yeah.
Very rare that it's very long.
One way or the other, it's over in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Your buddy grabs you. One of you go down. One of you cry.
Yeah.
That's a hockey fight. They get 4 or 5 punches in, and then they are just gassed.
Yeah.
Just absolutely gassed.
Yeah. I don't think anybody... I get a lot of these because I really enjoy like fight videos, not of people fighting, but of like instructors talking about here's what you do, here's what you do. And the interesting thing is all these bodybuilders, these really huge dudes who think they can fight MMA guys because they're bigger than them.
Yeah.
They gas out in like 1 minute because you're so big, your body uses so much oxygen. Those guys just outlast you and then they're going to beat the crap out of you.
I had, I forget what he was, an MMA or he was a fighter on my show 20 years ago. And I said, hey, just for a normal guy, if someone is being ugly to my wife in a bar and I'm going to fight, he goes, kick him in the balls, hit him in the throat, poke him in the eye. He's like, that's it. He's like, I could spend hours showing you jiu-jitsu moves, kick him in the balls, hit him in the throat, poke him in the eye, and then run.
Also hope that they don't know how to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if they know how to fight, you're going to miss those things and then you're going to get hit.
Right. Before we jump into the Cardinals, Matt, yesterday we did the Sweet 16 of best all-time sports nicknames.
Oh.
Give me a couple of your tops.
I mean, the man is the greatest one, right? Just Stan the Man. And then obviously what Pujols did with El Hombre to go along
with
that.
Yeah, we didn't have Pujols on there.
No, because to me it was just a derivative of the man. So it doesn't hold, even though Pujols was just as great a player, it doesn't hold the same thing as a nickname.
You know, Iron Mike Tyson.
Because really, he was more known just as Albert than he was as El Hombre. Like that was more of a written thing. Nobody called him that.
Right. Big Poppy's a good one. Was that one on the list?
Okay,
right.
Came
that one.
But the Wizard.
The Wizard. Oh, of course, the Wizard. That may be the best of all time.
Because not only
that was
is
our
he
winner.
Great, but the name's great.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It's perfect, Yeah, that's kind of what... Those are ones that... I'm sure there's a bunch of them
Who won yesterday, right? I forgot.
It was the Wizard.
Was it the Wizard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
But it's even better, though. You could find... I did this... to Rach and Andrew when you were gone, Dave, on vacation. I did a whole list of real or fake names from old-timey baseball.
Yeah.
And most of them are like nicknames that are become their first names, even though their first name is like George. It'll be like your first name. It's like Toots McGee. Mm-hmm. And I read them all. First of all, they were all true because they all sounded fake. But yeah. They were all real ones. And they were all on the same team. There was like 12 of them on the same team. And they were hilarious. Like 1897 or something.
It was
like
funny because I was there that day. And then we had Will Salisbury, who wrote a book about some of like the most kind of like not well-known Cardinal players of all time. And some of the names that Kevin had brought up were in that book, which was kind of cool. Yeah,
it's really funny.
Let's talk about Baez. I know that you guys get a lot of action on Redbird Rush Hour. Why isn't he here yet? What's the holdup? Talk to me about it.
Yeah, there's a date that you need to get to where he retains rookie eligibility status for next year, which there's a lot of there's service time implications to that. There's award implications to that, which then is connected to draft pick compensation. There's a lot of reason to hold off another 9 or 10 days. And I had somebody last night on the postgame show go, well, the Yankees brought up George Lombard Jr. Why can the Yankees do it and the Cardinals can't? Well, different scenario. Draft picks don't mean as much to the Yankees as they do to the Cardinals. And the Yankees are in a very much a competitive mode right now than the Cardinals. It would be malpractice, I believe, for the Cardinals to bring up Baez right now if there's any chance that he is somebody who can be a National League Rookie of the Year next year.
The Yankees are 14 games over 500. They're going to be a playoff team. If the Cardinals were 14 games over 500 and Baez was ready and they didn't call him up, then it's a valid question.
Yes.
When you're 2 games under 500 and you just sold at the deadline, you're not in a spot where you're going to sacrifice a potential high draft pick compensation for him being a rookie. And again, he may not be rookie of the year. It may be a nothing burger. It could be absolutely nothing. But why give up that opportunity for 8 or 9 days when you're not in it?
How long-ish do we need to wait?
I think August 15th is the day. It's got to be less than 45 days on the major league roster.
And then less than 130 at bats.
So they're going to have to manage that, too, if he comes up. I bet he'll come up somewhere around then.
I would, too.
And if not then, the latest would probably be September when the roster expands to 28.
Yeah, and if you push it back much, part of it is he's going to get the 130 or so at-bats. That's the number.
Right.
So whether
they want less than that.
Whether he comes up in 9 days or comes up in 20 days,
right,
the amount of at-bats is going to be in that 130
and
range.
The thing to keep in mind, the other thing is, they're not going to call him up if he's in a slump. They're going to wait till he starts to turn. Now, he's turned back.
Yes.
He had about a month-long stretch where he was striking out way too much. He hit home runs, but he would not hit anything else.
Yeah.
The last 10 or 11 days, it's gone back to the good. He's gotten better. He's striking out a little less. He's still producing. So if he's still going like this in a week and a half, I'm sure he'll be here.
Does he have a flavor of strikeout the way that Jordan Walker always went for the low slider?
Yeah, it's just swings too much. I think his is more the high fastball.
Yeah,
high. Right?
Yeah, that's been his problem. He has had a hard time making contact on high, really even fastballs. It doesn't matter what the pitch
is. High velocity.
Yeah, high velocity. Yeah. That's been his issue. So with Walker, it was when he's really bad. It's that low and away breaking pitch that he just flails at. For Baez, it's more about the high heat.
Yeah.
And how's his glove?
It's good. I think from my understanding, he's a good defender. But now, as a center fielder, he was adequate in the minor leagues the last couple of years. To me, his future position is left field. He should be an excellent left fielder. He runs well. He's played center field, so you know he can read the ball off the bat a little bit, and he throws okay.
I disagree. I don't think he's a very good fielder. I don't think it matters. I thought he was a perfectly good fielder with what I saw in spring training. And then I talked to people who saw him all of last year, and they're like, you're wrong on this. I was like, ah, and I tried to push back. And then he had a terrible defensive game in the Springfield game before the season got started. I think he's a little bit of a defensive liability, to be perfectly honest, but I don't think it's so much that it matters.
I think he would be in center. I don't think he will be in left.
Okay.
I think in left field because he's got
a big dude.
He's a big guy. He's got a cannon for an arm. Like he's got a Jordan Walker like arm. It's not quite at Walker's level, but it's good.
Maybe John Jay can work some magic.
Yeah. I don't have any concern about his long term defense.
I don't have concern because
if he were center fielder, I'd have concern, but he's not going to be your center fielder.
Being a little bit of a defensive liability in the outfield doesn't matter.
Yeah. I don't think he will be. I would bet that by the time he's few years in, he's at least league average.
And Kevin and I disagree with like one part, but the main what we don't disagree with is it's not going to be that impactful.
Right, yeah.
Whether he's a slightly above average defensive outfitter or slightly below average, doesn't matter.
His bat's going to be what keeps him or doesn't keep him here. Yeah.
I saw something today I want to bring up with you guys, and it's kind of stupid, but you'll get it. I saw Lars Nootbaar in an Arizona uniform for the first time, and of course it looks weird, but he's 80% less cool in that uniform. There's something about the Cardinals uniform physically just the whole vibe of the Cardinals that I think adds coolness.
So Nolan Arenado's not as cool either?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Well, let's be real. I mean, Arizona's uniforms are not as cool as the Cardinals.
They're not. They used to have 9 million uniforms.
I know.
Now they have the five that you're allowed in Major League Baseball. But I would agree. It looked different. I also saw him wearing like the dark Diamondbacks hat where you could barely see the logo. That's a terrible hat.
Yeah.
That's just a terrible hat.
Yeah. They need to work harder. Like uniforms are important. Remember when you're kids, at least me, I pick my teams based on uniforms.
Yeah, the problem is like they're still one of the newest franchises.
But they have cool colors.
Yeah, but you can't have the tradition of the Yankees, Cardinals, Red Sox, Tigers. Like you just don't have that. So what do you have? They're going to be different. They got to go like bunches of uniforms and different things and try to, I guess you could say, be innovative.
Yeah.
It doesn't usually work.
You want to hang another one?
I got to go do something, actually. Okay. So I got to let you go.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Yep. Appreciate it.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission. On the road to
trying to make ends meet. I'm sorry, I was waiting for you to put your headphones on.
Oh.
I forgot what was going on.
I'm
like, he's just sitting there. What's going on?
Discombobulated today. Dave's throwing some sort of hissy fit.
He appears to be on strike.
Kev, I know you've heard this a million times, but I've not heard you respond to it on the show. I saw a headline today, Dodgers have broken baseball.
I'm so sick of this stuff.
I know this annoys Wheels so bad.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't give him a chance to respond to it on the air.
Because it's the shallowest, lamest, we don't pay attention to the sport take on the planet. The Yankees were this 30 years ago. They were the highest payroll team every year. They bought all-stars and Hall of Famers every year. Roger Clemens, David Cohn, Paul O'Neill. They brought in all these guys. And they won all the time. They won four championships in three and five years. They were a dynasty for about a 12-year run. So this isn't new. It's just new to people that weren't adults in the 90s. If you don't remember the Yankees dynasty, you're like, what is this? The Dodgers are breaking everything. And at the time in the 90s, everybody was screaming that the Yankees were breaking the sport. And yet here we are. That baseball has gone from back then probably a $3 billion a year sport to now $12 billion a year. Attendance is up. Ratings are good. Attention is on the sport. They're not breaking the sport. They are showing one of the major problems in the sport. Right? I mean, they're demonstrating what the real problem is, and that is that owners don't share enough revenue. And I don't understand why people get duped into believing that a salary cap solves this issue, because it doesn't. The only thing that solves the issue is revenue sharing like the NFL, NBA, and NHL have. Major League Baseball doesn't want to do that because the big owners don't want to share.
If you were the commissioner of baseball, would people love you or hate you?
The fans would love me. Because I wouldn't care, and granted, I would never get the job, because to get that job, you have to be a bootlicker for owners. You have to just do whatever they want, which is the job, right? You are their representative. The commissioner should be partly paid by the Players Association and partly paid by the owners. It should be somebody who is neutral, who is looking out for the interest of the sport and the customer. That would make it work better.
Interesting.
But think about it. You think 30 billionaires want to pay someone to tell them no?
Right.
They want yes men, and that's what you get. That's what every commissioner in every sport is.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball. Home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.